This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held delegation-level talks with Jordan's King Abdullah II bin Al-Hussein in Amman yesterday, underlining the close partnership between the two nations as they prepare to commemorate 75 years of diplomatic relations. Prime Minister Modi commended Jordan's resolute stand against terrorism, extremism and radicalization, emphasizing that India and Jordan share a common approach to countering terrorism.
इस वर्ष हम अपने राजनयिक संबंधों की 75वीं एनिवर्सरी मना रहे हैं। यह मील का पत्थर हमें आने वाले कई वर्षों तक नई ऊर्जा के साथ आगे बढ़ने के लिए प्रेरित करता रहेगा। मुझे पूरा विश्वास है कि आज की बैठक से हमारे संबंधों में गति और गहराई एक नया रूप धारण करेगी। हम ट्रेड, फर्टिलाइजर्स, डिजिटल टेक्नोलॉजी, इंफ्रा और पीपल टू पीपल टाइज जैसे क्षेत्रों में सहयोग आगे बढ़ाएंगे।
More from our West Asia correspondent.
With India being Jordan's third largest trading partner and bilateral trade valued at $2.8 billion, Prime Minister Modi proposed an ambitious target of increasing bilateral trade to $5 billion over the next 5 years. Prime Minister Modi called for collaboration between Jordan's digital payment system and India's unified payments interface. Jordan remains an important supplier of fertilizers to India, particularly phosphates, and companies from both nations are in discussions for further investment in Jordan to meet India's growing demand of phosphatic fertilizers. The leaders also shared perspectives on regional developments and global issues, reiterating the importance of restoring peace and stability in the region. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Amman.
Prime Minister Modi will attend Jordan-India Business Forum on the second day of his visit today. On the second leg of his visit to the three nations, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reach Addis Ababa, capital of Ethiopia, this evening for a two-day visit. The Prime Minister will hold wide-ranging discussions with his Ethiopian counterpart, Dr. Abiy Ahmed Ali, on all aspects of bilateral relations. As partners in the Global South, the Prime Minister's visit will reaffirm the two countries' shared commitment to strengthening close ties of friendship and expanding bilateral cooperation. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a seven-day visit to Karnataka, Tamil Nadu and Telangana from today. The President will inaugurate the 1066th Jayanti celebrations of Adi Jagadguru Sri Shivarathishwara Shivayogi Mahaswamiji at Malavalli, Karnataka today. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said India is becoming the fastest growing major economy with the 8.2% growth rate as against the 3.2% of the global growth. She said every global institution is raising their growth outlook for the country in the current fiscal. The finance minister said this in the Lok Sabha during her reply to the supplementary demands for grants for 2025-26 yesterday. Slamming the opposition for seeking response on US President Donald Trump's negative remark regarding country's economy, the finance minister stressed that India got rating upgrades from three major global agencies, DBRS, S&P and RNI, adding that India has proved critics wrong. Later, the Lok Sabha gave its nod to the supplementary demands for grants, first batch for 2025-26, seeking Parliament's approval for a gross additional expenditure of 1,32,000 crore rupees. The lower house also approved the appropriation number for Bill 2025. The draft electoral rolls under the first phase of Special Intensive Revision, SIR, will be published in West Bengal today. Before the draft voters list gets published, the commission appointed special roll observers who are scrutinizing the work in many assembly constituencies in the state. President Draupadi Murmu did not give her assent to the West Bengal University Laws Amendment Bill 2022, which had proposed to make Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee the Chancellor of all state universities. As per the existing system, the Bengal Governor C.V. Ananda Bose is the Chancellor of all state universities. The India Meteorological Department has forecast dense to very dense fog conditions over Madhya Pradesh and Uttar Pradesh today. Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Himachal Pradesh, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura and Punjab will also experience dense fog conditions. According to the weather agency, Northwest India will experience a gradual fall in minimum temperature by 2 degrees Celsius during the next 2 days. And that is the end of this news bulletin.